Hi everyone, welcome back to a regular edition of the show. After the late release of last week's show, the Alpine special on Monday, I hope you enjoyed that particular show. If you were thinking or planning on a trip to the Alps, I hope we've inspired you in some way to go and get it done. Today we're back to the regular 10-minute roundup of what's happening in the local and national and international world of cycling. One or two little bits of headlines. A lot of the local clubs have finished their seasons now. St Ives have had their last event, which was their hill climb recently. I think Peterborough are pretty close to the end of their programme. Fenland are looking to run a time trial around the Old A1 area, but as regular riders in that area will know, some of the bad heavy rains that we had during the summer caused a little bit of subsidence on one of the roads there, which they're still trying to rebuild nearly two months on from the collapse. So so rerouting is needed. It's fascinating to see how much damage some of the local roads have had even during the summer. So keep an eye out for a truck just laying a load of gravel on top of them, which seems to be the way of the world. And regular listeners will know that's been a gripe and an axe to grind of mine for quite some time now. It was interesting to note that all of the guys said how lovely and well surfaced the roads in France were compared to some of the stuff that we have to put up with in this part of the world. So yes, still some local racing if you want to get out there and have a look. Upcoming, so get an eye on the Fenland Clarion or the Peterborough CC or St Ives CC website and see what they've got coming along. We've got a couple of sportifs still. We've got a Wiggle One coming up at Huntingdon Racecourse, so there's still plenty of activity and things going on. Even a couple of forays into Rutland if you fancy travelling a little bit further afield. So get yourselves out there. Maybe even have a look, if you're a member of Yaxley Riders, have a look on their Facebook page, because generally there is a lot of news and rides and information and things coming up. So search them out on Facebook and get yourself a look if you are interested in an event or doing anything between now and probably when the weather starts to deteriorate and the nights start to pull in. It's actually unseasonably good weather at the moment, so quite enjoying. I'm looking forward to going out tonight. We've got better weather after the season's actually finished than for some of the racing season, which is a bit irritating. But we'll manage our way around that. And in terms of training, now we're kind of that switch is being flicked, and rather than the sort of top end of my abilities, which isn't the top end of most people's abilities, mine's a lot less, but we're working towards a different kind of training now, and I'm planning on doing a coach special coming up in the next few weeks, mainly because I think there's a lot of misunderstanding, there's a lot of myth, there's a lot of and I'm sure it's the same wherever in the country or the world you might be listening to this show. We certainly get it locally in the Fens, where I think there's a lot of misinformation about coaching and what it means and what it does. It's still a little bit of a dark art to some. So I'll tell you a bit about my coach at some point. So that's one to look forward to. And there'll be a little bit about power meters and data and things like that. So you might find that interesting, hopefully. In terms of racing, since we last talked about bike racing, road racing proper, we've had the conclusion of both the Tour of Britain and La Vuelta. Obviously, having been away, I'm frantically Sky Plusing my way through the highlights of all of those races, all of those events. The Tour of Britain, we'll start with a difficult one to judge. For me, I didn't think the racing was that great or that inspiring. The crowd certainly were monumental. The event itself, pretty epic, pretty fantastic. I don't know, what did you guys think? Get in touch with us, let us know. Have a chat with us on any of our means of communication. But it's difficult because you always look and think, okay, show off the best parts of the country. And I think in a way it did. I think the Lake District were really unlucky that the weather was so terrible on the day of their event. I also think it's disappointing that that will now forever be overshadowed by Mark Cavendish offering his bike to a spectator. You know, all of the things that make the struggle beautiful and wonderful, the views, the waterfalls, the steepness, the severity, none of that was kind of mentioned really post-race, because it was all about, you know, how bad the weather had been and Cav and his bike, really. Some of the other days, I think the Hator stage wasn't as exciting as when Simon Yates won it, although again, it was, you know, a summit finish in Britain is nothing to be sneezed at. I quite enjoyed the Bath finish with Jack Bauer won, the time trial, and you know, hey, it's great that Steve Cummings won, fantastic, he's richly deserved it, he's ridden brilliantly throughout the year. So yeah, it was a good, I don't know, what should we give it, 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10, let's be 7 out of 10, just because at the time of year it is, sometimes the weather can dictate the race, and even though, the you know, it was reasonably good, I don't know, still something for me, not quite right, but that's just me. The Vuelta was pretty exciting. Froome had a good go at getting the time back that he'd lost. He obviously was ambushed particularly well by Contador and Quintana in a stage that will go down in bike racing history, you know, a 100k breakaway from them. Everything seemed to settle down. They were kind of almost transitional stages in the final part of that of the week, which is fine. They were, you know, still particularly well contested. I was really pleased for Matthias Frank for winning a stage. Pierre Latour looks like he's going to be some rider. And the time trial, Froome got just enough time back to make you think, you know, he's got half a sniff here. There's something that could still happen in this bike race. And sadly, of course, for him, it didn't happen. I think Quintana was a worthy winner. He took his opportunities when they came along. I'm still kind of baffled by Contador's tactics because, you know, he even managed to get above Chavez in the time trial, only to lose it on the last climb of the race. I don't know. To me, it seemed he was more intent on making sure Froome didn't win rather than trying to win himself, which is fine. Everyone's entitled to their own tactics and their own opinions. I don't know, a man befitting his status of one of the greats of the sport. I don't know. We'll see. It'll be interesting to see how he rides for Trek next year. I wonder if he's going to become more of a stage hunter. He'll be a dangerous stage hunter, that is for sure. But their lineup's starting to look particularly dangerous. We'll do a transfer roundup at some point when there's not as much racing going on. Definitely, because there's been a lot of movement in the market. The most latest transfer is Pocket FDJ climber Kelly Elissonde is signed up for Team Sky next year. I'm not sure he offers that much aero advantage, but boy, can that guy go uphill quick. You wonder, with Dave Brailsford having said he wants to now focus on getting a French Tour de France winner, whether they see Elissonde as that person, or whether or not he's the start and, you know, they'll try and lure a Thibaut Pinot or a Romain Bardet to their team for upcoming tours. I would suspect Pinot more so than Bardet. Bardet's less, seems to be less of a more of a rider on instinct and less of a rider on power meters and data and all of the things that go with that. And I think they might find it pretty difficult to harness his instinct, which is to, you know, when he feels good, he attacks. When he feels bad, he disappears out the back. We'll see. I might be completely wrong with that. But for me, it seems that Pino's the man most likely. And Elissonde is on his team at the moment. So whether he is like an early raiding party and they're going to see how he settles in and gets on before going after a bigger prize, we shall see. So, that's the 10-minute roundup. I didn't even mention some of the other races that are going on. There's obviously been the two big World Tour one-day races in Canada. A whole host of stuff. We're going to start the build-up to the Worlds fairly soon. And all of the other stuff that goes with that. So, please get in touch with us at FendrianEU on Twitter. http://FendrianEU.tumblr.com. Or you can take the .tumblr.com out and just go straight to the .com. And search us out on Facebook. So give us a chat. It's always nice to know your feedback. Thanks for the likes and shares. And we will be back again with a regular show next week. Hopefully not quite as hectic. But you never know. A week's a long time in bike racing. Have a good week. Speak soon.